Seven buses from Wisconsin will carry 350 people. Northland Peace Coalition member Carl Sack will be on board.
This is a direct action showing what the will of the people truly is and holding those who were elected this past fall accountable to what they promised.
The national organization United for Peace with Justice is sponsoring the march. At least 100,000 people from across the country are expected to take part. Some will be veteran protesters. Others, like University of Wisconsin Superior student Tegan Wendland, will be Gen Xers.
With the young people that are serving in the forces abroad in Iraq, it's especially important for students to recognize they are our peers, and many of them are trying to pay off debt or make money for schools, and how grateful we should be.
SAC doesn't believe policymakers will be able to ignore them.
It's possible to have a revolution against war, a revolution to change society for the better, and if the politicians and elected officials and government stand in the way, they may just be swept away.
The demonstration is set for Saturday. Wisconsin protesters will be spending 50 hours on buses over the next 3 days. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.